Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, boy, wasn't it a great day for General Motors yesterday?
Great day for GM, great day for Michigan. I think a fabulous day for America, and we're kind of waking up to the fact that we've got to fight for manufacturing in America just the way other governments make sure that their big manufacturers stick around as well. So it was, I think, a wonderful, it's not yet an ending, but it's a huge, huge step on a road that we finally understand that we must walk, and it's great to see the taxpayers getting paid back.
When you look at the monies that GM is going to be putting forth to help clean up the air, $40 million, which they released yesterday, when you look at Motor Trend Magazine naming the Chevy Volt the car of the year, when you look at what happened yesterday with the stock, what do you think the people who were against supporting GM and giving him that bailout, what do you think they're thinking, Senator?
Well, I hope they're thinking that they were wrong, but some of these folks, I doubt it. I think they probably say find something negative to say because if you take an extreme view, if you really believe that the free market cures all of our ills, and that even though other governments support their industries, we don't need a government that does that. Let the free market take care of everything. The free market is a huge engine for growth and for prosperity. But in a global economy, you darn well better have a partner in government. And some of these folks just don't believe it ideologically. They take a purist point of view, and they'll find some way to say, well, they haven't paid it all back yet, and they still owe money, and what about the interest? Or they'll find something negative to say. I've watched this for the last couple of years, and I know that people, if they take a kind of an ideological view that they consider to be pure, will find some flaw that they'll point to.
You and Senator Debbie Stabenow have urged the Energy Secretary to support solar photovoltaic manufacturing in Ohio and Michigan. Talk about what is that?
Well, we, of course, have credits for solar, and we do fairly well in Michigan. We want those credits to continue, and it's important that again, you have an active government. If we really believe for one second that China is not totally behind their solar industry, we are naive. Right now, China has, I think, 60, 70, 80% of the solar industry. And we have some solar in Michigan, and we've got to make sure that that not only continues, but that we want to support it even more. So we have a consortium which Dow Corning in Midland and the University of Toledo put together, and we're hoping that the Department of Energy will be supportive of that enterprise.
I wanted to get your take on having a few weeks to digest what happened during the elections with the Congress now having the majority sway over to the Republicans. A lot of folks lost their jobs for the way they supported policies of the president. And I wanted to get your take on what you think after watching that and seeing what's happened since.
Well, a very, very bad economy that on the way back, but not very quickly, took its toll, I think, politically. It is not new. This has happened before, where the governing party took a real hit during a recession. We're coming back. There is some evidence that we're finally out of the recession. There's a lot of evidence we would have been in a depression had we not taken the steps that we took. But nonetheless, I believe the people have not yet seen the positive results of the actions which we did take. For instance, we passed a huge small business support bill about a month ago. That has not yet had its impact. That's going to take a couple months for that to have a very, very positive impact. But we saw in the GM comeback that sometimes it takes a year or two for an action to fully flower and have a positive impact. That TARP program, which provided the funding for General Motors, was passed at the end of the Bush administration first and then was continued under President Obama. But we saw finally how important it was that that vote was taken. It was a close vote. Excuse me, it was a bipartisan vote. at the end of the Bush administration. It was a very close vote. But again, it takes time. But in the meantime, the public is very understandably saying, hey, you guys, how come there's not greater number of jobs that have been produced? And so they, mainly the people who probably would have voted for the people who lost, a lot of them stayed home. The turnout was very, very bad.
Well, when we talk about what happened during those elections, and you mentioned sometimes policies take time, the American people had 2 years. You think that that just wasn't enough time, or do you think that the people just didn't like the policies themselves?
Both, to some extent. There was a lot of nervousness about the health care bill. It's now about 50-50 in terms of support. But I think if the Republicans try to repeal it, they're going to find that the public wants some of those provisions. They don't want insurance companies to be in the driver's seat here and to say we're not going to insure people with pre-existing conditions. They don't want insurance companies to be able to put arbitrary caps on how much of the doctor's bills that the insurance will cover. If people get really sick, they want insurance companies not to be able to say, well, we're not going to really cover really sick people. And they're going to want a lot of our reforms to stay in place. And so when the Republicans talk about repealing health care reform, they're going to be in for a shock when the public understands that what they're talking about repealing are some reform provisions which the public want. The seniors want us to end that so-called donut hole in the prescription drug program, where a whole lot of seniors fell into a gap where there was no contribution from the insurance companies on their prescription drug bills. And so, yeah, the Republicans made the claim during the campaign, we're going to repeal that Obamacare, but no, they're not. They're not going to be able to repeal it because the public is going to want many, many parts of it, at least, to stay in place.
We've got two more questions for Senator Carl Levin on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And in looking at the results from the elections and the reasons some of those candidates lost, does it make you consider rethinking the way you voted on some policies?
Now, it wouldn't be the election results, but I'm always, looking at positions on things and whether or not it's the right position. That kind of self-examination, I hope, takes place regularly, regardless of elections. It's important to take place between elections as well.
And then finally, Senator, I wanted to talk to you about Asian carp. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going to be conducting a study to try and find out how significant the relationship between the Asian carp coming from the river and getting in the Great Lakes is and what damage that could cause. I know that you've been involved in a bill against Asian carp. What's interesting about this is if you look at Michigan's take, we seem to think that this is a serious issue with the research and the information that we have. It's dangerous. They are in the Great Lakes. We've got to do something now. But when you look at Illinois, obviously they don't want their locks closed, and so they're totally against this and perhaps don't see the big picture. What's your take not only on your bill but on this issue?
Well, first of all, we got an important bill passed, which is going to prevent the importation of, believe it or not, there are some folks who have been importing it for particular purposes, particularly down south. We're going to prevent the importation of Asian carp. So it's going to reduce the amount or the likelihood that some of it will get into the Great Lakes. My take is that people will think that they have some economic benefit, which exists with those locks allowing ships to go through, and they will not look at the downside the way we do in Michigan, and we're doing our darndest to get a bill passed which would force them to understand that the downside of Asian carp getting into the Great Lakes far outweighs any economic benefit that they can have, and that there are ways of controlling it so that, for instance, if they are going to be allowed to continue to open up those locks, that the poison, I guess it's called pesticide, actually, that goes in to the streams to kill the Asian carp can be used much more effectively immediately before a lock might have to be opened if they're going to continue to stay open. But there's no doubt there's a, they see an economic advantage to the shipping, and we see the other side of that coin much more dramatically. But there's folks in Illinois, I mean, they're on the Great Lakes too, and they don't want Asian carp in the Great Lakes, but they also want their shipping to go through the lock. So they're not totally against what we're doing. They just are more more cautious than we are, and less concerned than we are. But they are concerned.
And then, Senator, one more quick question, and I'll let you go. You are pressing the military to release "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" a survey about this. What's your take on that and on this law?
Well, I think the law has been discriminatory right at the beginning, and I voted against it. Particularly, the younger generation do not believe we should be discriminating against gay people. And I think the older generation has more trouble with ending this policy. But the survey, which is coming out, from what I know, which is only what the leaks are that are out there, is that the younger generation and the troops particularly want to end the policy. And I hope we do end it. I hope that survey helps us to end it. And the hearings that we'll have immediately after the survey is released will provide some greater opportunity for the military leadership to state their position, which is to end the policy, and that they can do it without any negative effect on morale.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. We always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.